Bueno.
Hello, this is Abigail from Arizona Opinion Service. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay. Is there Teresa?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Am I speaking with Teresa, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My age?
Race.
Or Hispanic.
Uh-huh. Hispanic. Thank you very much. Okay. And what is your age?
41.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's move on. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I think liberal.
Thank you. Would you say very or somewhat liberal?
Someone.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What the options again?
Yeah, sure. Are you very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Thank you very much. Okay. Sure. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
So let me start. The first one is reducing crime and gun violence. How would you rate it from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Remember, 10 is most important and 0 is not important at all. And, of course, 5 is somewhat important. Okay. The second one is protecting Social Security and Medicare.
It's 10.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And next one says fighting inflation and improving the economy.
That's hard because this is important. Really important. Oh, my God. I'm giving everything is important to me, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely 10.
Okay, that's fine. If you give the same rate to all the statements. Okay, the other one says protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
It is important somehow. But the thing is that we can protect that, but since there is lack of education on that, is many people is using the abortion in the wrong way as anticonceptive, and which is not. So somehow important, I guess.
Okay, so would you give remember 5 is somewhat important. Would you give it a 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And the last one says making housing more affordable. How important is for you from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Okay, Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Would you say
I strongly approve? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
What was your option?
The question? The first one is strongly approved?
Yeah, okay. Strongly approved.
Okay. Okay, thank you. All right. The other one says, next question says, now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Okay, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Okay, so the first one is the Food and Drug Administration or FDA. How would you rate it?
It's like they do a good job, so it's needed. So, at 90, I don't know, I've been giving 10 to everybody, so I think I lower my age.
Okay.
So, I'm glad.
Sorry, go ahead.
You say to 100, right?
Yes.
Okay, 90. Yes.
What is the rate? I'm sorry, the grade you give it? 100?
90.
Oh, 90, I'm sorry. Okay, the second one says Joe Biden. How would you rate it from 0 to 100?
Okay, you know what, I'm bad at this. I'm just going to give it 90 to everybody. Oh my God, no, I'm bad at this. Sorry.
Okay. So, how much do you give to Joe Biden?
90.
90, okay. And the other one says, Republicans in Congress. How would you rate
it? I lost a little bit. I used to be more involved in the politics, but in the past 2 years, I haven't. So, I'm not quite sure. I don't know, just 50 to everybody, and I don't know. To be honest, I don't know my apology. I thought that it's going to be easier. No, it's quite hard to be answering something that I...
Remember, it's subjective, so you can, in this case, you are rating your feelings towards them, right? So it's not exactly the... Like, what you know about them or how you feel about them is what you are rating. So,
okay.
I'm not sure if you would like to rate Republicans in Congress according to your feelings towards them.
No, just 50.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Let's move on to the next question. I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
Remember, 10 is most important. All right, and 0 not important at all. The first one says, authorizing prescription medication.
10,
okay. And the other one is, restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
Well, let's say 8.
Okay. And the other one
we
says,
are out
also... Okay. Sorry for interrupting you. Okay, the next one says, authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
Like authorizing more use or what I get lost?
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products.
So that they will put some sort of restriction, is that what you meant to say?
Like, if they authorize, less harmful tobacco products, it says to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
Seven.
Okay. And the other one says educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
Ten.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on. It's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
21 and over? I'm okay.
So do you support, strongly support or somewhat support?
Yeah, I support. They are grown up. I'm not okay with underage. You know, people want to kill themselves, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Okay, Teresa, let's move on to the next question. And do you support
Is long the questionnaire?
We are almost 50% the survey. I'm not sure if you
I thought it was shorter, that way I say yes and just getting home and
yeah,
I did not wait. My daughter, my baby is waiting for me, so.
Oh, yeah, I completely understand you. I have a baby too, so sometimes I'm very busy. I really appreciate your time helping me. But if we continue, I can try to make it faster for you. If you're busy, you can stop the participation at any time, okay?
Okay,
all right,
thank
you. Okay, if you allow me to continue, may I continue?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Teresa. So, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yes, thanks.
Okay. So you, would you say strongly support, somewhat support?
Yeah, I support somehow.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
Well, no one smokes in my family, so I guess more benefits. I don't know.
Okay. So much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Are other issues more important than right now?
Thank you. Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I'm going to read two statements. Okay, and you tell me which is the best for you. The first one is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. And the other one is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. You can select between harm reduction or prohibition.
Harm reduction.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say to come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you, you are about that outcome, okay? You can say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned. Okay, the first one says, okay. Loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturers, and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. They are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all
concerned. Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. And the other one says, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, or not very concerned, or not at all?
Somewhat, because people tend to use their imagination and mix things and try to stand up. So, but somehow.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's move on. Okay. Remember that if you feel like you're busy right now, you may stop the participation at any time, so you let me know.
I think I'm going to stop that because I just get home and I can have a late on every morning.
I feel tired right now. It's okay. I really appreciate your time, Teresa, and thank you very much for your participation.
You are welcome. Thank you very much.
You have a great night.
Have a wonderful night. Okay, bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.